Good morning, it's Mitch Gander from Glasshouse Country Melania News and the Sentinel with this week's headlines. Up at Glasshouse Country, this week is Budget Week. Sunshine Coast Council delivers its 26-27 budget. Been lots of talk about the pressure Council is under sort of meeting its costs and what rates are going to be. So we'll have all the details of that this week. Let's go to a story about construction on Melania's long-awaited Maple Street streetscape upgrade, which is going to begin next month. This has been more than 3 years in the making. They've finally got detailed plans out and a contractor ready to start. We'll have details about the impact that's going to have on Melania and Maple Street in particular over the next 6 to 12 months. We've got fresh warnings have been issued over dangerous climbing incidences in the Glasshouse Mountains. Local tourism operator Chris Pies has joined calls for stronger safety messages. This follows a Glasshouse Country Melania News story which revealed a big increase in the number of accidents that had been occurring on mountains over the last 12 months here. Also got a story. Residents can now get their clearest look yet at the $1 billion Beerburra and Denambul rail upgrade. There's detailed designs and a new flyover video that's been released by Transport and Main Roads, with the vision showing how the corridor is going to look once completed. Comes months after community concern over tree clearing, property impacts, and major changes along the route. So plenty happening in Glasshouse Country. In the Sentinel, a new study, national study, has ranked North Moreton Bay as Australia's least livable region, citing concerns around healthcare access, crime, mental health and work-life balance. The ranking covers communities including Caboolture, Morayfield, Woodford, Kilcoyne and Bribie Island, so keep a lookout for that story. I've also got a really heartwarming story about an Alimba teenager who's battling rare bone cancer. She's facing another health setback after doctors discovered a mass on her brain. 14-year-old Bella Smith has already endured chemotherapy, radiation and major surgery while her family continues to rally community support through a fundraising campaign. And Somerset Regional Council has adopted major planning changes designed to streamline approvals, support tourism growth and reduce red tape for residents wanting to build homes, granny flats and sheds. Very, really important issue around in regards to housing and property growth at this stage. So full details on these stories and much more, visit Glasshouse Country Melania News or the Sentinel. Pick up a paper at a stand this week, and I'll be back next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.